Well, what are these white mystery clots that find themselves attached to bloody clots on either end that emanate out of these big, giant clots found now in both veins and arteries of deceased people? People who have taken these bioweapon injections, otherwise falsely referred to as vaccines, as we say. People who died a sudden death, mostly of a cardiac nature or a sudden stroke, and maybe a pulmonary, you know, embolism. Sudden death, that's the key theme running through this. And since we spoke with board-certified embalmer Richard Hirschman twice now, we've worked with him. He's provided photos, videos. Numerous other embalmers have come forward. But what's really interesting is that scientists are now starting to come in, weigh in. Some of them would like to meet with Mr. Hirschman and other embalmers. They want to shine more light on this. They have questions, scientific questions. They want to get together and flush this out. And happily, that's going to be happening. And I'll be reporting on it on the show as it unfolds. Everyone wants to know what's inside of these white fibrous pieces that, I call them clots, call them pieces that are emanating, that are being pulled out because they're blocking attempts at embalming. It's just really interesting how things come forward, right? I really believe in the divine inspiration in all this. I believe that God has his hand on leading us where we're supposed to be looking and where we're supposed to be sharing the information. And so I wanted to share with you actually a never before seen photo that was provided to the Dr. Jane Ruby Show by Mr. Hirschman recently. And with his permission, I am going to share this picture because I think it might help people to see up close what this looks like when it's apart from the videos that we played in a previous segment of the Dr. Jane Ruby Show. And this is essentially what he did was he washed off, if you will, the white portions and sequestered them away from the bloody clots. And we're going to show this picture now. You'll see that it is in a bowl, so to speak. It's within the medical facility that he works in. And he's got them, I asked him some questions. These are all from the same patient. In fact, the patient, the deceased person whose leg you saw in the previous photos and in the video where he extracted a very large leg length clot formed both of bloody clot and this white strange formation that almost forms a cast-like structure. It's like a mold of the inside of the entire vessel. That patient, and who we also showed a video of removing the a clot formation of the entire leg out of the arterial vessel. So, you know, veins and arteries lay alongside of each other. They just move in, they function in opposite directions. Arteries carry oxygenated blood out into the body and veins return deoxygenated blood back to the heart and lungs for reoxygenation and redistribution, as you know. And so what he did was he took these pieces and he washed them and then he sequestered them. Now he has many, many pieces and samples, and he's going to be getting a chemical analysis, a structural analysis, a breakdown of what the materials comprise these white strange fibers. But let's put that picture up again. Let's put that picture up again of the washed, and you can see they're very strange shapes. I do want to point out that there's one portion in the middle there that has, it looks like an imprint, multiple horizontal lines. I questioned him about that. That is not a natural part of these clots. He said it was an imprint made by his forceps when he, I believe, when he went to move the material around. But this is what it looks like. And you can, you know, you can take a screenshot, you can zoom in. It's very unusual. It is not cholesterol. It's very fibrous. It has a lot of little, you know, hair-like, almost like nascent, like little baby, you know, offshoots that you can see when you're up close to them. And it's just a real mystery. But I have a feeling that once we can identify what this is made of, this is going to go a long way to explaining what this bioweapon shot is made of, and possibly what these companies are doing. But it looks like more and more of the evidence, whether it's these clots, these white pieces, Team Enigma's work, looking at using European medical documents where information was divulged about the composition of Pfizer's product, all these pieces now coming together and pointing more and more toward a crime, toward intent, criminal intent, intent to kill, intent to maim. And so we're looking at these, and we're starting to talk to some of the world's greatest minds. I had an occasion today on a special Zoom call with a group of attorneys and doctors that I join from time to time in South Africa, a brilliant group of people, activists, dedicated warriors, patriots in their own countries, and world patriots. And so Dr. Philippe Van Welbergen was one of the attendees as well. And you might remember him when I broke the story about some of the first slides or pictures of blood, the damage to the blood, where they were stacking and filled with all that luminescent metallic material. That was Dr. Philippe Van Welbergen, an esteemed physician and scientist out of the UK. And so we spoke today. He's very interested. He does have, I believe, some connections to other samples. And his concern and his suggestion, and I totally agreed with it, was that when we get this chemical analysis of Mr. Hirschman's materials, that we also try to get similar analyses done in other parts of the world, other parts of the United States, and then compare what we have there. But time is of the essence, and that's for sure. And I definitely agree with Dr. Van Welbergen. He's a great man and a great scientist. There was also a conversation I wanted to share with you with one of my, he doesn't really know it, but we communicate occasionally, but he doesn't know this, but one of my mentors. There are a very small number of frontline doctors, I call them, people in the front line that are recognizable, that, you know, that share information, that teach. He's one of a small group that I hold in very high esteem and I respect. And we're going to be meeting with him. Mr. Hirschman and I and some other people are going to be meeting very soon to discuss these findings and have some scientific discussions pre-analysis. And I believe that Mr. Hirschman will be successful in finding a trusted lab. And we are working on that. He is working on that, and I'm certainly available to help him. But I wanted to share a video that Dr. Bhakti recently was from an interview. I hope to get him on the Dr. Jane Ruby Show. He explains what he thinks is going on with what you just saw in the bowl of the cleansed, you know, isolated white portion of these clotted mechanisms. And I want to share with you this video. And before I do, I think we'll show the video first, and then I'm going to tell you a little bit about Dr. Bhakti, because I think his expertise is going to come into the forefront very soon in terms of what this is made of, how it's happening. Let's take a look at this video of this little educational piece where he explains what I think is really happening and what these clots are really about. Take a look.
I thought a lot about this, and I came up with this only answer. that a scientist cannot. It's those cells, you know, lining the blood vessels. So, if this is the lining of a blood vessel, okay, the blood is in front here. This cell takes up that gene. Then this cell starts to produce the gene. Now, these cells line your blood vessels all over your body, in all organs. Okay. That cell is now going to start producing the gene. This virus gene is the spike protein of the virus, the hand, and it will start, you see this, coming out of the cell. At the same time, waste, trash, is produced of this protein that hasn't been used. And that trash that is produced during the production, the cell places in front of its door. So you have the spike and the waste. Now, this spike itself has a wonderful property, a property that is wonderful for science, but not wonderful for you, because it has the propensity, it has the ability to. Now, what is coming is a platelet. These platelets are those little cells that start blood clotting going. The moment it touches, this platelet gets activated and starts wanting to start the blood clotting.
Yeah.
Regrettably, there's another type of cell that comes around to see the trash. And this cell is the killer lymphocyte. And your killer lymphocytes are trained to see trash of viruses, because then they will come and try to kill the cell that is daring to produce the virus, which is the cell that lines a wall, the tapestry of your wall, blood vessels. This can happen anywhere. Because, in medicine you learn about these things. Blood flows at different speeds. Blood flows very slowly in your veins, okay? Blood flows slowly in the vessels, the capillaries, because, for instance, in the lung, you have to have this gas exchange, okay?
Well, there you can see that the interviewer was moved quite a bit and very stunned by that explanation, because it makes perfect sense. It's aligned with scientific principles, and I thought it was a really good educational piece and better than I could ever explain it. I wanted to share some information about Dr. Bhakti because he's getting maligned all over the world since this whole COVID thing started, and he was a truth teller, and he explained how dangerous it was to use this mRNA technology in an attempt, in a ruse, to call it a vaccine, and in an attempt to use it to provide some sort of fake or pseudo protection. He predicted, one of the first people that predicted and explained antibody-dependent enhancement, along with Dr. Luc Montagnier and several others. But let me give you a little background, because when you read about him, mostly on the internet, they're hit pieces, and they make him sound like a tinfoil hat. They call him a spreader of misinformation, conspiracy theorist. It's despicable what the left does. It's a personal ad hominem attack for someone. Listen to his background. Dr. Sukrit Bhakti was born in Washington, D.C., and educated at schools in Switzerland, Egypt, and Thailand. He studied medicine at the University of Bonn in Germany, where he received his MD in 1970. He was a postdoctoral researcher at the Max Planck Institute of Immunology and Epigenetics in Freiburg from 1972 to 1976, and at the Protein Laboratory in Copenhagen from 1976 to 1977. He joined the Institute of Medical Microbiology at Gießen University in 1977, and he was appointed associate professor in 1982. He was named chair of medical microbiology at the University of Mainz in 1990, where he remained until his retirement in 2012. Dr. Bhakti has published over 300 articles in the fields of immunology, bacteriology, virology, and parasitology, for which he has received numerous awards. So, this man is an esteemed scientist, a compassionate practitioner. He's been sounding the alarm for almost 2 years now, and possibly even before that. I love playing that video of his work because it just shows you really what's happening. It's a plausible explanation, and I think when we get the chemical analysis, we'll understand a lot more. But for now, this is an immune response. It's the body fighting. And the reason you can take a blood thinner and nothing happens, or it keeps happening. One vascular surgeon said he removed it surgically from a live patient, and within a few weeks or days, I can't remember exactly, they continued to redevelop and fill the vessels. So the problem is, as I've always said, the problem is upstream. It is the mRNA driving the body, especially the endothelial cells in the vasculature, to produce the spike protein, which is highly toxic and signals, turns on platelet signaling and a major clotting cascade. So I'm glad you had a chance to see that. You can follow some of his other work. I'll be keeping you apprised of what's happening with these clots. Numerous other embalmers have contacted me. I will be discussing their findings with them and bring you all that. You can be sure of that. In the meantime, before we say goodbye to this segment, I want to share some information with you. Please consider going to mypillow.com. You're supporting a great patriot, Mike Lindell. I don't know anybody else who's put his life, blood, sweat, and tears, and tons of his own money into trying to crack the election fraud of 2020. He's a great American. I worked with him on the Corey Stewart campaign when Corey was challenging Tim Kaine for governor of Virginia, and he's an incredible man, very generous, and a very consistent patriot. Go to mypillow.com, use the promo code RUBY. You'll get Mike's book in addition to a great discount, incredible discounts. A lot of the stuff is half off. Much of it is almost 70% off. There's a lot of great stuff, the comforters, the pajamas, the flannel stuff. The pillows are, the slippers rather, are fantastic. I rave about them all the time. In fact, I'm getting a pair for a lot of my family members because they saw mine and they saw a picture and they loved it. They're all furry, they're super soft, and they have an incredible construction. You could wear them outside, although I don't think I'd want to, but they are certainly tough enough and you'll have them for life. They're just so strong. That's my claim, not his. But anyway, mypillow.com. Use the promo code RUBY. You're helping my work and you're helping Mike Lindell as well. And don't forget our favorite, one of our other favorite sponsors, vaccinepolice.com. Christopher Key's going all over the country, putting up those fabulous billboards and serving the, he's serving people in media outlets, TV stations, as well as in the government and in law enforcement agencies. He's a force to be reckoned with, and I'll tell you, he just makes me smile. He's doing God's work. So we'll see you in the next segment where we take a look at, unfortunately, Pfizer's plowing ahead with getting this poison into babies as young as 6 months old. We'll be right back.